This is irritating on Carolyn Skipper. S-K-I-P-P-E-R. Skipper. S-K-I-P-P-E-R. Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 9/5/1940. Date of visit 2/14/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Maria Goncharova. G-O-N-T-C-H-A-R-O-V-A, Goncharova. Next paragraph. Dear Maria, thank you for sending Carolyn Skipper for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 81-year-old white female who has a history of shortness of breath with activity. Also has a past history of rheumatoid arthritis and obstructive sleep apnea, as well as diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy and history of coronary artery disease, period. The patient has shortness of breath with minimal activity and also has some vocal cord dysfunction for which she has been seen by the ENT surgeon, but no specific therapy has been recommended. The patient has a cough and does not bring up much sputum. She denies weight loss. She denies any fevers, chills, night sweats, or leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history includes history of diabetes mellitus and rheumatoid arthritis, history of coronary artery disease and coronary artery bypass grafting, and history for lung nodule, as well as history for CHF and chronic cough. And hypothyroidism. She had a left hip replacement surgery. And CABG times 2. And she also has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, medalist included Rava 20 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Gabapentin 300 milligram capsule TID, Levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, Losartan 25 milligrams daily, Methotrexate 2.5 milligrams, one tablet weekly, and meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, and a Flovent discus to 50 micrograms, one puff day, twice daily. Next paragraph. Allergy. I'm sorry. Can you also mention in the past history, past surgical history also includes cataract surgery and implants, bladder surgery, and carpal tunnel repair, as well as left hip replacement and a hysterectomy. Next, habits. Patient never smoked. No alcohol use. Next line, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history, father died of liver cancer, and mother died of heart disease. One brother died in an accident, and one brother with heart disease. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, system review. The patient complains of fatigue and some weight loss. She has had cataracts. She has hoarseness and some wheezing, and has postnasal drip and postnasal drip and dizziness. She has cough and chronic shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, melon, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. No depression or anxiety. She has no easy bruising. She has some joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, but has numbness at the extremities and memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly, white female, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 110 over 70, pulse is 88, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 131, saturation 96. HUNT non-phthalic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Next, supplemental bruise in the thyroid, enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant breath sounds with occasional scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways disease. Number 2 is hypolipidemia. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. And number 4 is peripheral neuropathy. And number 5 is chronic back pain. Number 6 is rheumatoid arthritis. And probable interstitial lung disease. I'm sorry, can you please change that number? 7 is probable interstitial lung disease. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and a CT chest without contrast. Should also get a VQ lung scan. Ventilation perfusion lung scan. And so it's placed on Ventolin, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. The patient will come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Maria Goncharova. GONTCHAROVAMD. Thank you for this conversation. Start. This is a. Can you please add in the. Final diagnosis number 6 is hypothyroidism. my son with chronic kidney disease. He's at chronic kidney disease stage 3. Thank you, this is Dr. Sousa.